You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Emergency episode of Five Out. Jaylen Brown just got an extension. 4 years, $115 million. These past couple days have actually been pretty crazy all in all because Buddy Hield, who is kind of the one I think is kind of the reason why I think Jaylen Brown ended up getting the deal that he did, and I'll get into that a little bit more later. But Buddy Hield, the Kings gave him 4 years, $84 million, plus $20 million in incentives. Some of them are easier than others. And then Pascal Siakam got 4 years, $130 million over the weekend. We had known that they were close to coming to the deal when we did our last episode, episode 15. Also, Domantas Sabonis ended up getting 4 years, $74.9 million. Now, I haven't seen anywhere with him when it comes to options, but I know with Siakam, Buddy Hield, and Jaylen Brown, none of them have options on their contract. That's team or player. So, take that for what you will. I think the biggest reason for that is we've seen through the years how teams are getting, you know, Kyrie's got an option, he's done. You know, Al Horford's got an option, he's done. These guys now, I think teams are starting to try and take a little bit more control back as much as the players still run the show. You know, what happened with Paul George too, because he had 1 year left on his deal, including the option. I think that there's just concern now that players have a lot of control, maybe just a little bit too much, maybe more than teams are kind of comfortable with at this point. And I get that. And it also shows, I mean, for some of these guys, for some of the teams too, it shows a player, I'm invested in you obviously on the team option side of it. When it comes to the player option side of it, they're like, you know, we don't want to have games anymore. We don't really play in this going through hoops like this where we don't know what's going to go on and we can't prepare accordingly. But I wrote over the weekend how Pascal Siakam did not do, and the Raptors for that matter, didn't do Jaylen Brown any, didn't do the Celtics any favors when it came to dealing with Jaylen Brown, because Siakam got $130 million over 4 years. Now, when we talked about it last episode, Siakam is a good player, took a huge step forward last year, better player than Brown in many aspects, and obviously he has won and been an important part on a championship-winning team. You want to throw out all the disclaimers about the Warriors being hurt and all that crap, whatever, fine, I don't care. But that's either way, they won. Siakam was a big part of that. The other thing is, the Raptors, they don't get many good free agents coming their way. So you're going to have to pay a little bit extra for guys, especially when it's homegrown talent and a player that you're high on. That hurt the Celtics, but I didn't think that it had forced their hand to give them $100 million plus. $100 million seemed like a lot when we talked last time, but the big thing that killed the Celtics ended up being Buddy Hield and the Sacramento Kings agreeing to a deal. Originally, Hield wanted, I believe it was, he wanted over $100 million. I believe it was $110 million. He was offered $90 million. So then when I see the $84 million, I was thinking, this doesn't make any sense. Why did he agree to this? But then we see the $20 million in incentives. Makes a lot more sense. Now he's closer to the mark that he was thinking of. And if he's going to get there, he's got to do, the Kings need him to do certain things, need him to prove himself in a way. And I think that that works out really well. I'm curious what kind of precedent that sets going forward. But to bring it all back to Jaylen Brown, 4 years, $115 million. Look, if Buddy Hield's getting $106 million and you don't give Jaylen Brown more than that, he can't say yes, because that, I mean, there's at least one team out there that values a guy who's not better than Jaylen Brown that much. On its own, you know, just looking at it in a vacuum or whatever, I don't like the move of giving him $100 million and anything north of that right now. I'd say after the season, maybe I'd be open to that. But given where those two players were in terms of the amount of money that they got, I think that it ended up being the right move for the Celtics. Jaylen Brown's agent was at practice today, and obviously they ended up working out. I mean, I think it was just over an hour before the news broke. But anyway, I think for the Celtics, yes, you show your faith in this guy, Jaylen Brown. He doesn't have to worry about his contract anymore. The big issue is that when we've talked about it on the show, when it comes to Jaylen Brown, what is he going to look like? He's looked different every single year. Yes, in his sophomore year, you would have felt, okay, you know, maybe he's going to end up working towards this because he took a huge step forward. But then last year, that first half of the year, he took a huge step back. And I was right there to criticize him in that first half of the season. But I think that a lot of people, that has overshadowed what he did in the second half. He really turned the corner at pretty much the new year, and his three-point shooting got a lot better. You know, I think he's worth $100 million? No. But I think he's worth more than Buddy Hield is. And sometimes you got to work the market, and that's the way it is, unfortunately. What I'm curious about is what ends up happening with all the China stuff, and how does that impact the salary cap? Because then that could pose other problems for the Celtics down the road. But either way, they weren't going to be able to go in on a big name this summer. And there really aren't that many big names to begin with. But if Brown, for Celtics fans, if you're apprehensive about it, the one thing I will say is, if by Ainge making this move, it shows that he has the confidence in Jaylen Brown. They've been speaking highly of him for a while now. And you're not going to go and put this kind of money into a guy who it's like, well, we think he's going to be good. We think he's going to be all right. Whether or not you agree, feel it's a good move or not, I mean, I understand that. I'm apprehensive, again, about giving Jaylen Brown $100 million. But I do think he's better than Buddy Hield. And honestly, up until last year, everybody would have said he's better than Pascal Siakam, but then he goes and gets paid out the nose. So I don't love the move for the Celtics, but I don't hate it for sure. I guess I'm okay with it. And I do think if Jaylen Brown picks up where he left off last year, you know, especially in the regular season, I think most fans are going to agree with me on this, that it wasn't a bad investment. It is a risky one. That's for damn sure. But now you have him and Kemba Walker together guaranteed for the next 4 years. And then Jaylen Brown has another year on top of that because this deal goes into effect after the 2019-20 season. And Jason Tatum's going to be in town for the next 2 years guaranteed because they already extended him for his fourth year. So you're going to have that threesome together, and then, you know, Gordon Hayward's here for this year and possibly the next year if he picks up his option. He obviously has a lot of time before he does that, but this is the team you're gonna see for a little while. This trio right now is where it's gonna be. It's what it's built around, and then you have the rookies, and then we'll see where everything shakes out from there. So if I was to grade all four of these, when it comes to the Sabonis one, I don't know the Pacers salary cap space. I know there's a whole thing with Turner too. I'm going to say right now with the Sabonis one, just because they didn't pay as much as everybody else, I'm going to give it a B-, but this is like just gut reaction. Buddy Hield, you know, it's funny. I like the Kings. I do. But I don't know. I like the idea of giving the guy incentives. I'm going to go at best, this is a B-, so no, actually, this could turn into like a B-plus deal, I think, max. I think right now, initially, at best, B-. I'm going to go C+, though. Pascal Siakam, again, it's a weird situation with the Raptors because it's a, you know, you could easily lose him, and you're never going to see a guy like him again. So I'm going to give them a B+ on that deal. It's a lot of money to give a guy who's had one good year. Yes, he got you a title and everything, but how do we know he's going to be that again? Jaylen Brown, I give I give it a B-, because I would say I have more faith in Jaylen Brown than the average person who follows the Celtics a lot. I do. I think there's something there. I know when I post the videos of him, it annoys people here and there when he's doing the different stuff at practice, whether it's the passing or whatever, but I think that we got a little bit of a taste of it in the preseason. I think he's going to, with Team USA, he's taking smarter shots. He's not trying to force the issue. I don't think anybody's going to feel the need to have to force shots this year. I mean, if it's going to be anybody, I would think it'll probably be Cantor, because he's one of the six or whatever guys, or seven, that are going to really kind of command shots. Yeah, 6, 7, 8, something in that range, that may struggle to get him just because of where he is in the flow of the offense. But outside of, and even then, I don't know if he's going to complain. I have no idea. His thing's always been just let me play. But Jaylen Brown's not going to have to force his looks anymore, because the ball movement looks a little bit different with him, Hayward, and Tatum especially. And we know Kemba Walker isn't a guy who's going to go and try and force it necessarily. So I think we'll see a better Jaylen this year. Will it be a guy who's worth, I think Mutt was telling me it was the math would be like $28 million a year average annual value. I mean, so many of these guys are not worth that money at this point. But relative to the Buddy Hield move, it makes sense. And Siakam, when you put in all the factors. But at the end of it all, I got to give it a B-. In that one, I think this one, I don't want to say it has the most upside, but I think it has a decent amount of, I think it could, saying it could be an A- would probably be a reach. But if he's an all-star, then it's like, well, you know, you were right. You saw something. Danny Ainge absolutely saw something. So we will talk to you guys all again on Wednesday this week. We know the games open up on Tuesday night. Celtics open up on Wednesday, as do the Nets and pretty much everybody else other than the Raptors, Pelicans, Lakers, and Clippers. So we'll be talking about power rankings on Wednesday. Make sure you tune in. If you haven't already, you can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. Leave a rating and review. Send us a screenshot on Twitter or Instagram at 5OutPod to redeem your t-shirt. We have larges and we have XLs only. And remember, we only have a limited amount of that, and those are going pretty quickly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.